just making sure. I can look stupid all by myself over here just trying to clap. It was. Did you see how the congregation supported me on that clapping? They were clapping everywhere. There wasn't a single one of them on a beat. They were on every beat possible. I know. You felt that. See, you were like, we need to go back to basics. We don't even know how to clap. How are we going to work this out?
I was trying to tell you to kind of.
Yeah, I know. I saw you look back. I quit clapping. I try to sing. He looks back. I try to clap. He looks back. I'm just sitting over here in the dark being all by myself. I understand. Oh, hi. Have you ever wore a uniform? Maybe on a sports team, cheerleading. Believe it or not, I was in the band. I had a uniform. Drill team. Maybe the military. Wear a uniform. Does more than just protect us. It helps identify us. And in our scripture passage today, we're told about the Christian uniform. And it's important that we wear the complete uniform, all right? Because unfortunately, we have some Christian streakers out there, all right? They're just wearing the helmet of salvation and nothing else. It's not a pretty sight, all right? Wear the complete uniform, all right? Put on the belt of truth, all right? The belt of truth. And just like a belt holds up our pants, so the belt of truth holds up our faith. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, not self-righteousness, but integrity. Doing the right thing, saying the right thing, even if no one else is looking. We do the right thing. We shod our feet with the gospel of peace. We may wear the armor, but we walk in ways of peace. We pick up the shield of faith. It protects us from harm like storm shutters. It doesn't stop the storms, but it protects us from harm. And we do put on a helmet of salvation. We got a lot of brain-damaged kids out there, a lot of brain-damaged Christians out there, all right? We need to have that helmet of salvation on, all right? Helmets are important to protect us from head injuries. We don't need any more brain-damaged Christians going out in the world, all right? We need to make sure we have the helmet of salvation because sometimes people forget. Jesus came to save us, not condemn us. We are saved through Jesus Christ. We put on the sword, the word of God. A lot of us going around with empty scabbards, a lot of us, our swords have gone rusty, our swords have gone dull, and if we don't sharpen that sword, it's like when you're lost and you use a globe. Well, it ain't going to help you too much. The globe might be accurate, but it's not precise enough. Knowing the Bible in general isn't always going to be sufficient. Life doesn't always come at us in generalities. There are times when we need specific application of the Word of God for the situation that we are facing. Sometimes we need to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. There are times when we need to know that we do not lean on just our understanding, but every word from the Word of God. There are times when we need to be more specific about what it is we're going, so that when the time comes and the need is apparent, our scabbard is not empty and our sword is not rusty or dull. We need to wear the complete uniform. We need to let the world know whose team we're on. We need to wear the uniform so that people can identify us and know who we are. That's why we wear the full armor. That's why we're wearing the everything from the helmet to the sword. We wear the full armor so that the world knows whose side we're on and people can identify who we are. 9 years ago, Kiefer Wilhelm from Plymouth, Ohio, small little rural town, less than 2,000 people, graduated from Willard High School. He got to wear the uniform. He got to wear the United States Army uniform. He was so proud. He wanted to join because his brother, a couple years earlier, had joined the Air Force. He was just so proud to be able to wear that uniform. The last time his family saw Kiefer was at his brother's wedding, May 7th, 2009. He was the best man. Kiefer was one of those people that just attracted other people. Big kid, all right? Big smile. Loved music. Loved computers. Just always gave out great big bear hugs. That's the kind of kid. Are you getting an idea how Kiefer was? He was the kind of guy that if you ever got knocked down, he was the first one there to pick you up. That's who Kiefer was. That's just his personality. Easygoing, outgoing, never met a stranger. Just a wonderful, friendly, big-hearted, big-laughing type of guy. There at his brother's wedding, standing up there, just so proud. But 3 months later, on August 4th, he would be dead. Mosul province in Iraq. It's tragic. Death, war. Do you know what makes Kiefer's death really, really haunting? It wasn't that he'd only been in Iraq 10 days. 10 days is all he'd been there. It wasn't an IED or roadside bomb. It wasn't Iraqi bullets. That's not what makes it so haunting. What makes it so haunting was the harassment he received from his fellow soldiers. And do you know why he was harassed? It wasn't because of his race. It wasn't because of his ethnicity. It wasn't because of his sexual orientation. It was because he was overweight. And so, two sergeants and a staff sergeant and a specialist decided it would be fun to harass Kiefer with excessive exercise. To the point where this easy, outgoing kid would no longer go out to any public place at all for fear of being harassed. And on August 4th, 2009, he went into a portable toilet, killed himself with his rifle. They were all wearing the same uniform. They were supposed to be on the same side. Those two sergeants, that staff sergeant and that specialist, they were supposed to look after him, not harass him. They were supposed to protect him. But what I want to know is, was there not a single Christian in that entire unit? Was there no one there wearing the uniform of God's grace that would stand up with Kiefer, stand up for Kiefer, that Kiefer could go to for friendship or support? Was there not a single Christian in that entire unit? Was there not a person who was easily identified that Kiefer could say, I'm having a hard time, and you would say, I'm your friend, I will be there with you? Was there not anybody wearing the uniform of God's grace so that he could go to them for friendship and support and encouragement and hope? It's important, people, that we wear the full uniform. It's important that the world can identify who we are. We never know who is struggling, and too many times we neglect to put the uniform on, and people can't identify us as being a source of hope, as being a source of help, as being a source of healing. Too often we are staying on the sidelines. Too often we're staying silent. Did you hear the latest in the football? Urban Meyer, head coach of Ohio State University. Oh, dear, he got a 3-game suspension. Should have been fired. To know about potential domestic abuse and violence and to stay silent, he had an opportunity to do the right thing and chose not to. He should never be allowed to be on a sideline again. And you know what you hear? You hear about, oh, it's a terrible challenge. Oh, our poor program. Oh, the adversities we're facing. Seriously? It's not just about football. We see it in basketball, swimming, gymnastics. It's not just in sports. It's in entertainment. It's in the church. Have you not been paying attention to the news? Abuse, abuse, abuse. While people stay on the sideline and do nothing, we are called to wear the armor of God, to be identifiable as sources of help and hope. We are called to do that. We put on the full armor, people, because there is an enemy out there. We hear all the time that political language. It's, oh, if you don't vote like me. Oh, if you don't think like me. You hear it all the time, this divisive language that is talking about how they're the enemy and you should be fearful of these people. Well, there is an enemy out there. There is an enemy out there, and we need to put on the full armor of God. We need for people to be able to identify who we are and whose we are and what team we're playing for. Because there is an enemy out there, and too many times we're not prepared to face that enemy. We put on that full armor so people will know who we are, whose we are. There's a real enemy out there. Evil really does exist. And we put on that full armor so we can fight that enemy, and it needs to be fought. There are people being told that they're not good enough, that they're not loved, that they're not wanted. There are people who do not know that they've been loved by God, created by God, cared for by God, treasured by God. And we put on that belt of truth, and we speak the truth about God's grace to them. There is an enemy out there, and it robs our young people of their identity, making them feel that unless they're on the cover of a magazine, unless they get straight A's, they're not worthy. Unless they score touchdowns, they're not worthy. Unless they're popular, they're not worthy. Unless they're on the squad or make the team or whatever it is, that they're not worthy. There is an enemy out there, people. There is an enemy out there. And it's telling our young people that the way you measure success, and it's robbing them of the purpose and the meaning of their life. It whispers falsehoods that success is measured by promotions and bank accounts, by the number of lovers, or by being married, or by having children, or by having a house, or by having a car, or by having the latest, greatest technology. There is an enemy out there. There is an enemy out there, and it's robbing those in middle age of their strength. It erases the foundations of their trust with shadows of doubt. There is an enemy. And it robs our seniors of their vitality. It just fills them with despair. It takes away their sunny dispositions and their rainbow visions and replaces it with darkness. There is an enemy. And that's why we put on that full armor. That's why we wear the uniform of God's grace. Not just to protect ourselves, but so that we can go into the very gates of hell if needed and let people know who are trapped in a living hell, that they don't have to be trapped anymore. They don't have to feel chained anymore. They don't have to be locked away anymore. They don't have to be captives anymore because they have been set free by the gospel of Jesus Christ. There have been people out there who have been persuaded that they are losers. Yes, Jesus won the victory, but there are still too many casualties because people look around for help. People look around for hope. And they see no help. And they see no hope. Because we're not wearing the uniform, people don't recognize who we are, whose team we're on. And so we will suit up and go out into the world. And we will wear our uniform proudly because we are part of God's safety patrol. That's who we are. We are part of God's safety patrol, and we're going to let people know that God loves them and God cares for them, and they are not alone. So we will suit up, and we will show up, and we will stand up, and we will speak up because there is a victory in Jesus, and anyone is allowed to wear that uniform of God's grace. God is always, always recruiting. We're his recruiters. We're his safety patrol. We suit up. We show up, we stand up, we speak up the truth of God's love and of God's grace. Amen.